Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab. What is the ruling regarding women reading namaz with jamaat in Masjid al-Aqsa Mubarak and women attending the Eid namaz in Masjid al-Aqsa Mubarak? Must a woman rush to make it for the jamaat?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Whether it is Makkah Mukarramah, whether it is Masjid al-Nabawi, Madinah Munawwara, or Masjid al-Aqsa in Al-Quds al-Sharif, Jerusalem, or any masjid in the world, the ruling will be the same. And if you want dalil and evidence for it, go open At-Targhib wa Tarheeb by Allama Munziri rahimahullah. And Sheikh Albani has made the ta'adil and authenticated it. And this hadith is sahih in Madinah Munawwara. Umm Humayda Sa'idiyya radiallahu anha, the Sahabiyya came to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I want to read Salat behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Masjid Nabawi. He, Habibuna rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knew her house. There are three parts to it. So the Master rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, if you read salat there in front individually, you will get reward much more than reading for salat behind me in Masjid Nabawi. If you read in the middle of your house, you will get even greater reward. If you read right at the back, then you will get reward. Remember the optimum, maximum reward. Go and open Targhib un Tarheeb. That Khuruj un Nisa ilal Masajid is your heading there. Women going to the mosque and so forth. You ask about Maulana Friday Jummah prayer. I told you before I left that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when the sun used to set, how somber and serious he became. He used to say, Naqasa fihi ajali wa lam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is decreasing and my righteous deeds are not increasing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is one of the grand muftis of the Sahaba. So go open Targhib wa Tarheeb. When the ladies would come in the golden era of Islam, he would send them back and say, go home, go home. You got no place here. أَخِّرُهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Your place is you must read Salat there at home. And in Abu Dawood, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ. And your homes are the best for you. So why do we say ladies cannot read Jummah Salat, Eid Salat, all that in the Masjid al-Haram? Because of the conditions. See Makkah now, 3 million plus people. I take my daughter, I take my sister, I take my wife, my mother. How many men will touch her, push her, and she will be, you know, really squeezed up between them? It is all that. Absolutely haram it is, you must remember that. So yes, take them to Makkah Mukarramah, take them to the Haram Sharif for Tawaf, for Umrah, all that. You got no option. And let them read individual Salat. Take them to Masjid Nabawi and let them read the Salat and Salami and so forth. Excellent. Take them to Masjid al-Aqsa. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he reconstructed Masjid al-Aqsa, and thereafter, he made 3 du'as. Du'a number 1, hadith sahih in Sunan Nasai, authentic hadith. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ اللَّهِ يَنْبَغِي لِحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي. Surah number 38, verse 35. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a kingdom. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا. Allah gave it to him. And then uwati'u hukmi hukmak, when I pass a verdict, Ya Allah, it must concur and agree with your judgment. Therefore, these British and the English, they stole all this from us. When you are faced, when facing a problem, and then to unravel does not, you need the wisdom of Solomon. You see that? So the wisdom and verdict of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Third one, for me and you until the day of Qiyamah, man ata hadhal bayt, whosoever comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no hidden agenda, ulterior motive, but to read salat. Yeah, inside Masjid al-Aqsa, individually you read, the men will read, but jamaat also, the first salat, Jummah, Eid salat. And for other ladies, they read alone and so forth. Then قَدْ خَرَجَ. So, مَنْ أَتَى هَذَا الْبَيْتِ لَا يُرِيدُ إِلَّا صَلَاتَ فِيهِ. then kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladat ummuhu. You come out so pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gives birth to you. So even in Aqsa, how much pushing will go on, how many problems there will be. So our fatwa is very clear. And here in South Africa, all these Eidgahs that are encouraging women to come is all haram, all that. Remember, there's a'imma arba's ijma and consensus. Eid salat is not compulsory upon women according to any of the four schools. So now suddenly, since when you became such a buzruk, first salat ka tekana nahi, half, what half of you, three quarter of you don't read five daily salat, now in the masjid, I said. I gave them Abdullah ibn Mas'ud saying that naqasa fi ajali and walam yazid fi amali. I said, look at the masjid, how full it is. Back to capacity. And 3 days after Eid, come and see. You will find one serf, two serfs. So what is that? That's a sign of rejection in the court of Allah. If we continue with our righteous deeds, that's a sign of acceptance. So deen is not what I think and you think and it. Now show me one place where majority of the women will fulfill the conditions, remember that. You can't be wearing new clothes, you can't be using perfume, you can't be having ikhtilat and mixing with the men. Where is going to happen all these things here? So therefore, when the conditions are not existent, so then it's haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it allowed for a Muslim to change their mazhab? Example, a Hanafi to change to Shafi mazhab, etc., for a period of time.
Remember, the question needs to be rephrased actually. You must remember that if a person is faced with difficulty, then you must remember, then it will be acceptable. Let me give you two examples. The Shafi'i's mazhab is this. If Imam Shafi'i's mazhab is this, that if a male touches a female, so that female who's not, like for example, brother touches sister, father touches daughter, so then the wuzu will not break. But when you touch ajnabi or ajnabiya, a strange man, strange woman, skin to skin, then you must remember the wuzu breaks. For example, husband touches wife. Wife touches husband, wuzu is broken, according to Shafi'is. You give your wife a nice peck on the neck, you see that, a kiss. So remember lucky lips, but in Ramadan you don't do all that. So whilst you're fasting, so your wuzu is broken, both parties' wuzu is broken. Now the Shafi ulama, they see that in Umrah, that day in Tawaf, in Sa'i, is hundreds and thousands of people there. Definitely they'll be touching and so forth and so on. So therefore, what happens to them? So they say, we will make taqleed and follow the Hanafi school on this issue. Yeah, so 100% permissible. So the Hanafis, they say, mafqood. So a person whereabouts is unknown. We don't know where he is. He got lost. You understood? Now, how long must that wife wait? So if you look at the Hanafi mazhab, they write 90 years and some crazy, crazy amount. Now, 90 years, we all will be dead. You must remember that. So therefore, you must remember, in a case like that, they come to the Maliki school and they say that we will pass the fatwa of 4 years and so forth and so on. So it shows that ikhtilaful a'imma rahmatun lil ummah. Understand that sentence. Ikhtilaful a'imma, the difference of opinion and verdict of the imams, is a mercy for the ummah when there's a need for it. Not because my whims and fancies and desires tell me, today I'm a Shafi, then next day I'm a Maliki, then next day I'm Hanafi, Hanbali, and the next day you'll go right out of the fold of Islam. It has happened to so many people like that. When they end up following their base desires, then eventually they leave Islam also. Therefore, our fatwa and verdict is, in this day and this age, to follow one particular mazhab and school is wajib. And this started in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time. How? Go open Tirmidhi. The lady came and said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tomorrow I come here and you are not here. Meaning your demise has taken place. So who must I follow? He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqtadu bihadaini min ba'di. Follow these two great personalities after me. وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَأُمَرٍ, and he pointed and gestured the Master alayhi salam in the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma. And the hadith is sahih in Tirmidhi, hadith sahih in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, Mustad Ahmad, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. You must follow my way and follow the way of the rightly guided khulafa, referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and everybody who's on the right path after that. So there you have it already. So these are your dalail and evidence regarding that issue.
Sahab, what is the difference between the Arabic language of the Quran and the Arabic spoken by ordinary people?
Remember, you call it al-lughatul ammah. If you ask them what is the time now, they'll say khamsa unus. You look the whole dictionary in Arabic language, you won't find words like that. Khamsa unus, that is what unus, they cooked it up, these Arabs. So it means 5:30. So it's as-sa'atul khamisa wa nisf. You see that? So 5:30. So that will be Quranic language. That will be the language of the Sunnah. That will be the language of Jannah. Al-lughatul fusha. That is the eloquent Arabic. And this one they speak nowadays is lughatul amma. That is just compass Afrikaans. You know, you go there to Cape Town. So one is the person who speaks that savor Afrikaans, proper, pure Afrikaans. One is the Kombase Afrikaans. If you know anything about the history of Zulu and Sotho, Sesotho and all, so when the apartheid Boer and them, they wanted the migrants and foreigners to work here in the mines, so then they made a language, you see, so of communication, all mixed up, and that language is called Fanagalo. If you know the history of it, you understand. The Fanagalo is no language. They just cooked it up, took words from Zulu, Sotho, English, Afrikaans, and they cooked it up, you understand? So that you call Lughatul Amma. So that is your Kombase Afrikaans, you see? So they just a cooked up language. So similarly, today you put a Saudi, you put an Egyptian, you put a Kuwaiti, you put an Algerian, and if they all speak Lughatul Amma, they won't even understand one another because their terminologies are different many a time. So that is not acceptable. Remember this. You see these Egyptians, they are the best reciters of Quran, whether we like it or not. But when they speak, they say masjid. They'll say we're going for the jim, they make it a gaf. You understand? So that there's no gaf in Arabic. But when they read Quran, they read properly. So they saw these, how many words there? A gullak. So they also, they're making the qaf into a qaf into a gaf. A gullak. So it means akulu lak. But you are that is a gullak, you see. So you must know their terminology and so. So it's not good to speak that. We must learn al-lughatul fusha, the Quranic Arabic and the Sunnah Arabic. And that is lughatul ahlil jannah. Not all this year, your Fanagalo Arabic, that is not acceptable.
Mufti Sahab, what is the difference between Qiyamul Layl and Tahajjud?
Remember that last night, yesterday also we had this question, Mawlana Khalid. So you see, I tell you, Taraweeh Salat, 20 rakats, no all 8 and 10. That's all, there's no such thing in Islam. So all four schools say 20 rakats, that is the Sharia. Imam Shafi says, when I grew up there in Makkah, I saw the people all reading 20 rakats, open Tirmidhi Sharif, and you will find it there what Imam Shafi said. And in Medina Munawwara, our Ustad, Sheikh Atiyah Salim, so the student of Allama Shanqiti Rahimahullah, who wrote the great tafsir, Adwa'ul Bayan. I used to sit by him, he was a very great scholar. And by Sheikh Umar Falata Rahimahullah. So he wrote a book, Ishreena Rakatan Fil Masjid Nabawi Akthar Min Alfi Amin. That for more than 1,000 years, 20 rakats Taraweeh there. So you call it Taraweeh. Taraweeh is the plural of Tarweeha. Aram, Aram say. You must read, stop, Aram say, you see. Today, Taraweeh is no more Taraweeh, it's Farari. Just press. Who can read the fastest, you see that? So who can read 4 rakats, 10 rakats in 10 minutes, 8 minutes? So obviously that is not the right thing to do. And then it is called Qiyam-e Ramadan. Go open Tirmidhi, go open Mishkat, go open, you must remember Ibn Majah. You will find the heading there, Babu Majah fi Qiyam-e Ramadan. So Taraweeh is called Qiyam-e Ramadan. So Tahajjud, where the word is Tahajjud with a ha, not with a ha. Hajada. Hajada means that tarkun nawm, you leave your sleep and you wake up. Wa min al-layli fatahajjad bihi nafilatan lak. So remember, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat. Adat sharifa, adat mubaraka. The noble habit of the master was 8 rakat, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyway, you call it tahajjud, or you call it qiyamul layl. So all these terms are synonymous, you must remember that. Yesterday, when I came back from Isha, so then they were reading Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, the Imam, you see, for Taraweeh. And that is 8:30 when I came back. So I come here to Alukolo, check everything is fine. And then they made the sajda there. But he made not such a long sajda. Maybe he just read one of the du'as. You must learn the du'a. Ramadan is finished, coming to an end. So you must learn the du'as of sajda tilawat. And both are sahih hadith. You see, hadith you must learn. Quran you must learn. Hadith you must learn. Fiqh you must learn. From where? From the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, from the fountain to the mountain, from the mountain to the fountain. So that is what Islam wants. So let me teach you a lesson now. Make notes, students and ulama. So you go into sajda and sajda tilawat. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. So now I made sajda with my face, my anatomy. For you, O Almighty Allah, alone exclusively, you are the one who blessed me with the faculty of hearing and seeing. Till there, the hadith is in Tirmidhi. Wahuwa hadithun sahihun. And that is authentic hadith. That is the sunnah dua, to read for sajda tilawat. But when you study further, there's another hadith and regarding sajda tilawat, and that is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim and wawafaqahu al-Zahabi. So that also is sahih, and it is after the dua, wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. You add this line also, fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Chapter 23, verse number 14 of the Noble Quran. So that is also part of the dua of sajda-i tilawat. And if you read it, you will be practicing on a sunnah. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. But this portion is not in Tirmidhi. It is in Mustadrak Hakim. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah used to say, for those who know Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri closely, there were passengers studying there also in Newtown Madrasa, come and go, like the madrasas today, you understand? Like halfway house, come and go. Some students, they just came there, say, ne Karachi dekhna hai, you understand? Just come for loafing and after 6 months, they're gone. So I'm not speaking of that, I'm speaking of real students. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, used to say, Sheikhul Hadith bahut milenge. Muhaddith bahut kam hai dunya mein. So today any person teaches Bukhari, you say, I'm Sheikhul Hadith. You see in South Africa, so they use the title Sheikhul Hadith. May I just laugh, you understand? I want to ask you, how many sanads you know? How many ruat ravis you know? You understood? It's a joke today, you must remember that. So we fool ourselves with a delusion, you must remember that, an illusion. So the muhaddithin, people who gave their life for hadith and so forth, so you must remember, they go and study all this. So learn the proper du'as. So that is sunnah to read also as well in sajda tilawat. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Ji.
Mufti sahab, if a musalli faints or has a heart attack in the back sub or second sub, how do you get the imam's attention? And another question, what's the correct way to fold the arms in namaz?
So you must remember, we'll take the second one first, because the first one we answered yesterday in Q&A. So remember, this is a bit strange, you know. Imam Malik Rahimahullah was A'lamun Nas bil Medina. And Tirmidhi Sharif, there's a hadith of Alim and Medina. One of the greatest scholars of Medina was Imam Malik Rahimahullah. And the hadith is referring to him. So the Hanafis and Shafis, they cook up hadith in their favor. But there's no such sahih hadith and all that for Imam Shafi or Imam Hanifa. But there is for Imam Malik Rahimahullah. We must be honest, you know. Nobody bring ta'assub and prejudice and so forth. So anyway, you must remember these type of things there. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah used to say, "Kunu Hanafiya, wa la taj'alil haditha Hanafiya." Remain Hanafi or Shafi, whatever it is. But because he was addressing Hanafis, he said, "Kunu Hanafiya, wa la taj'alil haditha Hanafiya." But don't make gol mol ken stan ke. You make a long far-fetched ta'wil and say that dalil refers to the Hanafis and that. You see, that's what we do today, mal asafi shadid. But that is the truth. It's very sad there. So anyway, so when you study Muwatta Imam Malik, you will find that he himself, he brings only the ahadith of qabz, that is, we fasten our hands. There's no hadith at all that is sahih of irsal, that you leave your hands on the side. You see that? So therefore, the Maliki's mazhab, they say you must make irsal. You leave your hands on the side in Far Salat. And Sunnat Salat, Nafil Salat, you fasten your hand. But Imam Malik, if you look at Muwatta Malik, then there's nothing to speak of irsal. So it shows for you Malikis, best is in all Salats you fasten your hand. If you look at Muwatta Imam Malik, remember that. So that is our advice to you, Al-Khuruj and Al-Khilaf. Then there's ikhtilaf and different of it is awwaliyat of zaliyat. So the Shafis, Hanbalis and them say, you fasten your hand here by your chest and bosom and so forth. And for the ladies and for the men, Hanafis will say, below the navel, tahta surra. So this is all ikhtilaf, difference of opinion, that is based on what is afdal and awla. And that the Hanafi, the Shafi, is all permissible. Story time quickly. There in Uruguay, I was delivering a lecture, Montevideo, Ramadan, between Asr and Maghrib. So I saw these two policemen, they came inside, white guys. One elderly, one youngster, you see. So I asked the Maulana, are they looking for me or what? She said, no, man, there's one husband, he assaulted his wife. So wherever the wife goes, they like all new Muslims there. So then Ramadan time is best time to go. All the families come, the woman one side, the men one side, children in between running around. So anyway, so then I delivered the lecture, made dua. After Maghrib, I said, give them some musas and what have you. So the police, what are they going to do with dates and that? So give them nice some musas, whatever we got. Then Isha time, Taraweeh. So then after 8 o'clock, we go away. I also go away. So they asked me, why you go? I said, no, I go read my 12 rakats day with my wife to complete my own Taraweeh. You see, like that it is. Like yesterday, I completed 28 Jews. You see, 28 Sufara. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So, mashallah. So anyway, so then they said, no, but this policeman, he reads a lot, the young one. I said, very good. He said, no, you don't know how he read. I said, well, how he read? Say he put his hand by his chest. I said, very good. Then I asked, what he did? He said, no, he put his hand there by the navel. I said, very good. Then I asked, what he did? He put his hand by the side. I said, very good. I said, then what he did? He said, he ran away. I said, you simple Simon, you didn't understand. When he put his hand there on top by the chest, he was practicing on the Shafi mazhab. Then when he came there, he said, no, I see some guys they put by the navel. He practiced the Hanafi school. Then he put his hand on the side, irsal. He practiced on the Malikis. And after 2 rakats, he ran away. He became a Salafi. The Salafis forever running away. You know this. They got the jaundice there in their underpants. Must run away. You must remember that. After 8, run away. After 10, run away. And all that. So anyway, so the next year I went. So I just asked, how's that policeman? He said, what you talking? Policeman to Musalman ho gaya. I said, Subhanallah. He made sajda in the halat of kufr and when he was not a Muslim. But Allah loved that sajda and Allah gave him hidayat. Did not the sahirin fa ulqiya saharatu sajidin. They all fell down in sajda and they declared their faith. So that time when they came, they were kufar. But Allah loves the sajda. Allah speaks about them in the Quran Sharif. So we need to understand what is Quran and Sunnah. So therefore, for you Malikis, that will be my advice. Imam faints and so forth. It happened in time, I gave you the whole detail yesterday. It was the ending of Zulhijjah. It was Fajr time, very dark in the masjid. Fairuz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came and he had a dagger in his hand. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar is the Imam. He stabbed him for Sayyidina Umar. Whilst he, Sayyidina Umar, was the Imam, Abdurrahman bin Auf went in front, continued with the Salat, which we call Istikhlaf. After the Salat, they looked at Sayyidina Umar. He asked that, who stabbed me? They told him, Fairuz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, the Zoroastrian. He said, Alhamdulillah. So not a Muslim. The Muslims got a hold of him, killed him and dispatched him to Jahannam. The Kafir, Shias, Khomeini and company, they built a big mazar and shrine in Kashan, which I went and I saw myself. So that is called Sabil al-Istitla. You go there to investigate. Investigating journalism, you see that? Laysa al-khabaru kal-mu'ayyana. And they wrote there that Baba Shuja'uddin, you are the bravest person. You murdered and you killed Umar. We like you a lot. That are Shias. Pakka kafir. They hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, they hate Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, Mother Aisha, and Mother Hafsa radiallahu anhu ajma'in. You hate them, we hate you, and we say you pakka kafir. So therefore, you mustn't keep people who are simple Simon behind the Imam. You must keep people who know. لِيَلِيَنِّي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Intelligent people you must keep. The wuzu break, he faints, this happened. So then you look around, you say, what must I do? Then your wuzu also breaks. No, you must go in front and continue. Ji, last question.
Mufti Sahab, does one have to pray the two sunnats of Isha before Taraweeh prayer?
It's not that you must read it before Taraweeh prayer. Let's say, for example, that now you came and now the Taraweeh Salat is started already, right? So it happens. You must remember, when I was in Karachi, Hazrat Mufti Nizamuddin Sahib Shamsi, my ustad, I did second part Mishkat by him, Abu Dawood. Then in 1980, 1400, so he asked me where you will be. I said, I'm here. He said, Meri Masjid mein aakar jo hai Taraweeh sunana. You can't say no now. And they, when they say you must read Taraweeh, it means all 20 rakat. I had to take 2 minibuses to reach there to the masjid. So one day it happened, I remember, I reached there, Isha Salat was finished. You see that? So the Imam carried on with the Taraweeh, the second Imam. So remember, then I read my Isha, and when they finished, then I went in front. So I didn't read my sunnahs, and then I continued with the Taraweeh, and the portion he read, I read that whole thing again. So remember, so my Quran Sharif must get completed. So you read your sunnahs afterwards, no problem. So you can read Witr Salat before Taraweeh. You can read Taraweeh before Witr Salat. So best is first Isha. Then you read the 2 Sunnat Muakkada. Then you read Taraweeh. And then you read Witr. But if you read Witr first, like the ladies, some of them, and then they read Taraweeh, totally permissible. Sunnat you read before Taraweeh. But sometimes circumstances are like that, like I explained, you read it afterwards. So kulluha kafin shafin. All will be acceptable. We don't have to make issues into tissues and tissues into issues. Allah Jalla Wala give us the faqquf al-deen, the true, profound and deep understanding of Islam, and not just go and pass fatwas left, right and center when we don't even know the rudiments and basics. So remember, that is what's happening many a time. Allah protect us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.